Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at redeemhealthshare.org.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Gentleman who's been on our show numerous times, John Schumann, does a general manager survey every year for NBA.com. And John's a terrific writer, and this survey is always fun. First question that he asked the GMs, which team will win the 2026 NBA Finals? 80% said the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Okay.
In a repeat.
Yeah.
Two teams tied for second at 7%. Who were they? Give me a guess.
Cavs?
Correct. And the Denver Nuggets.
Yeah. I'll buy it.
So there are expectations surrounding this basketball team, folks. And then they had Eastern Conference. Who do you think wins the East? Cavs got 63% of the votes from the GMs.
Who was the second place team? Knicks?
Or 63% of the first place votes. And then they got 27% to finish second and 7% said they'd finish third. Interesting. There are expectations. And legitimately so. Team won 64 games last year. There are big things. Jeremy's in Fort Worth, Texas. Jeremy.
Hey, guys. How are you all doing?
Thanks
for taking my call.
Thank you.
Jeremy's our therapist.
Yes.
That's right. I'm actually driving through. I had to take a detour, so I had good reception because I was driving through some ranch land.
You know what, anyway, though? If you use that Odyssey app, you're good to go no matter where you are.
Beautiful.
Right. So I think the expectation, I think your feelings about the Cavs this season, because we all know what's going to happen in the playoffs. They're just not a postseason team. They don't become a different team in the playoffs. And I don't think Mitchell, as great as he is, I don't think he's that big number one that people might expect him to be. The team is kind of soft. They have a bit of a flat affect. And they go nowhere in postseason because they don't become a different team. And the physicality is also an issue. That'll be great if it's different this season. That'll be awesome. I just don't think it's going to be, and I think we all know it.
Jeremy, I think that's why some people feel the way they feel about this season. I think Evan Mobley is the key to the whole thing. I like Evan. I've liked him since he came into the league. I think he's really good. And this will be year number five. Evan's personality, if you listen to Evan, if you're ever around Evan, he's a kind of a soft-spoken guy. True gentleman, nice person. I think we need him to be a jerk on the basketball floor. And I don't mean that like you're beating on the other team. I mean, hi, give me the ball. Look, here I am down on the block. Give me the ball. I'm now out top. Give me the ball. I'm going to take three dribbles and I'm going to go to the basket and I'm going to dunk on you. I think we need to see a little bit of a transformation in him where he demands things out of his teammates. Rather than kind of lay back and let Darius and Donovan do things. I think that makes us a better basketball team.
I agree with you. Like when I watch the games, I think that stuff. I still have trouble juggling those two guys at the top, but I love them as a regular season team. But what every caller has told us today, Jeff, is I think we all think the thing is that are they a playoff team? Can they get past the second round? I mean, it's going to be months till we find this out. That's the other problem, too. So maybe that's why my cavometer is low right now. even though I'm excited to watch them play.
Is it a Cavometer or a Kevometer? Or do you have two different ometers?
No, the Kevometer is for the Browns head coach. The Cavometer.
But you got to make sure you pronounce that correctly or we're going to get confused.
Well, you know how you got that? You used to get it for your grandparents all the time, and it would hang up there, and it would have the barometric pressure stuff,
yeah.
Like six different dials.
With a rooster?
Like out of it was
with a rooster,
Navy,
too.
Yeah, something out of the Navy ship that would sit there. I feel like that's Andy.
You could, you know like what you should do,
dials
Andy?
Going.
Do you know what?
Andy, here's
I just realized
for
what
you,
Dan is doing. Yes.
We'll make a two, kind of a two-prong thing.
Okay.
A Kevometer next to a Cavometer, and we can put them on the same thing, and you can sell them for the holidays.
Well, that'd be great. And then... if you're trying to figure out what Kevin Stefanski is actually saying, and we ask Dan, then you're going through the Kevalytic converter.
Trevor's in a car. Trevor.
If the Kevin Stefanski thermometer's a thing, it's the hottest thermometer I've ever seen. But,
oh, I don't know, man. He got a cool front coming through
on
Sunday.
He's a handsome devil.
Got a win. Go ahead.
Thank you very much.
What's up, Trevor?
Evan Mobley's the key this year, and it's kind of the sentiment you just echoed. But the way I look at it is we have to see the usage rate of Darius and Donovan go down while the usage rate of Evan goes up. I mean, Evan needs to take 20-25 shots a game. I mean, I don't want to equate it to baseball, but let him take 300 at-bats. Let him give him the room to take the step, take the training wheels off, and go. Because if Evan goes with aggressiveness, takes pressure off Darian Donovan, they're ready for postseason. Here we go. Let's go, Cavs, boys.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at RedeemHealthShare.org.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARC machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Trevor, do you think the guards will let that happen?
I think they have to. If they truly care about team success, Donovan's shown he can take a step back and he answers the call when needed.
He did that last year.
He did. And so I think everybody at the team, and it seems to sound like everybody believes that, hey, Evan's ready to take the next step, you know, year five, let's go. So everything sounds good. We've seen them be able to take the step back. Evan, bring the ball down the court, let him set up from the top of the key, let him run the ball, and just, like I said, let him take 300, 400 at-bats if this were baseball. Let him develop and, you know, let him run with it.
Trevor, I couldn't agree with you more. I do.
I love it. I think it's a great
exactly
idea.
I agree with
that per game, that time per game, but then you can't panic when you get to the playoffs either, right? Yeah. Oh, okay, let's just, here we go.
Well, I think, and this isn't on everybody else solely. This is on Evan too. I think he needs to make that step probably in his own mind that, hey, you know, if I'm not the man on this team, I am the man along with Donovan Mitchell and with Darius. You know, let's not count Darius out of this, but Evan is still only 24 years old. He's still a young guy. But I think maturity and watching the way, I mean, he was the defensive player of the year last year. He was second team all NBA. I mean, he's on his way. He's clearly done this. But Andy, here's the thing that still chaps my you-know-what. His field goal per game, and this goes to exactly what Trevor just said, 4 years in the league, field goals attempted per game by Evan Mobley in his 4 years, 12, 12, 11, 12.8.
What do we want him at, 16?
Can we get it to 17 or 18 a game? At the very least, get it to 15 a game. Dude averaged 18.5 points a game last year, taking less than 13 shots a game. So give him.
Is there enough basketball for the three of them for him to get 17 shots a game?
Yeah. Darius is. I personally think when Darius gets in there, he's going to have to back off a little bit. Darius averages just under 16 shots per game. Flip that. Let's have Darius take about 13 shots a game, and let's have Evan take about 17 or 18.
You and I think this is a great idea. The question is, how does that happen on the floor? And then when Darius gets into the flow of the game, do you really think he's going to be thinking about the number of shots he's taking?
I don't know.
And the other problem I have with that, too, is if you're trying to force. Now you can't. If you're trying to get him five more shots a game, are you forcing it? If I'm Darius, I'm not giving up an open look to give him the ball.
If Evan is more aggressive in his approach, then you're not forcing it. Because he's demanding the ball.
More aggressive on the side or in the paint? You know what I'm saying?
Andy, all the way around. In the paint, outside, he's actually developed a nice jump shot over the years. Jack's in Oberlin. Hello, Jack.
What's up, Jack?
Hi. I wanted to talk about how no matter what, when Darius Garland is coming back, we're going to have something negative to talk about, because if the Cavs are bad or not as good as they should be, well, he's out, it's going to be, oh, well, Garland's not in yet. But maybe even worse, if the Cavs are just as good as always, the narrative will immediately be, are they better without Darius Garland for the third year in a row? It'll be the narrative. And I think Darius Garland is good. I think the Cavs are good. I don't even really get the point in talking about that since he's on the team still.
Well, he is on the team, and they are good, Jack. But is getting knocked out in the second round of the playoffs what everybody wants? I don't think it is. Kevin Stefanski's press conference coming up, by the way. See, that's the catch. And it's not, do you think Darius is a good player? He's an outstanding player. He's really good. It's about fit. That's what this is. I said that last year. Andy, I said it the year before. It's about fit. And it doesn't mean that what they have can't fit. So far, it's fit well enough to win big in the regular season and get knocked out in the second round of the playoffs. Facts. Yeah. That's just where this is. And if they don't adjust, and you could blame some of it on health, sure, go ahead. Because it's true. But that's the way it works in the NBA. That's just the way it works. So if they can't make it fit better to get past the second round of the playoffs, then you just change pieces. I mean, look at the superstars who have played on numerous teams. Kevin Durant, LeBron, James Harden. These guys change teams all the time. Some don't. Jason Tatum, Giannis. That's terrific. But they change all the time.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at RedeemHealthShare.org.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARC machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen and Anthony Lima. Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show. Your way and on your time.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.